think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, no Fred Fowler. Raheel Ramzanali in for the Falcon. And we've been talking, for the most part, we've been talking Rockets. That's what we like to call in the business a hot button topic. And let me address something here. Wesley, who said, Michael Jordan passed off the last shot to Pippen, Kerr, Grant, B.J. Armstrong, and even Rodman. Every one of them hit playoff game winners. Situational offense is dictated by the defense. Revisionist history. History is written by the winners. So if we're going cliche, situational offense is dictated by the defense. History is written by the winners. And if Michael Jordan had passed off all those shots and they'd not gone in or they'd lost the games, guess what happens? Michael Jordan choked up in the big moments. That's just the facts, man. And if James Harden is that type of a player, and he's in the conversation, he's been in the MVP conversation, it feels like, for the last 5 years now. He's one of the best players in the league. The pressure is going to be on him. And when they lose games, it's not going to be about Clint Capela, because guess what? Clint Capela, guess what his legacy is? A guy that played on James Harden's team. I don't mean that in a bad way. Clint Capela is a fine player, but Clint Capela is not a guy who people are going to talk about years from now. Is like, this is where he ranks on the all-time list of guys with a weird yellow patch in their hair. It's different. It's different for different guys. James wants to be in that all-time group. He's going to be judged the way all the all-time guys are. And right now, and I hate to say it because Chris Paul's in the same group, but these guys, their legacy is guys who couldn't get it done in the big games. Guys who couldn't get it, who couldn't win playoff series when they really mattered. Is it fair? I don't know. Probably not. James, it doesn't mean that James is no longer one of the best players in the league. He's just not winning championships. And, when you said you wrote a tweet a long time ago about James will be the MVP of the league, I wrote one that said, a team with James Harden as their best player is never going to win a championship. Yeah. And I still stand by that. And the truth is, James can probably, if James doesn't win a championship here, 5 years, I don't know when his contract's over. I think it's like 30 years from now. When he's 70 years old.
They're never going to let him go.
He might latch on with another team and be their second or third best guy and grab a ring. But that's not going to change that James as the best guy. If you build a team around James Harden, it's hard to build a championship team around him.
It does validate his numbers, though. Kind of like what we did with Paul Pierce, what we did with Ray Allen, what we did with Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett was a beast. He was the best power forward in the league in a time where Tim Duncan was playing, right? He wins the one championship. You go, man.
He's an all-time great.
All-time great.
Before that, he was just like,
it was like, oh, that's cute.
He's a really good player. You know,
it's nice what you're doing. You can never get over the San Antonio hump, all that stuff. But a championship validates everything.
That's just how it works. Paul Pierce is probably an NBA or a basketball Hall of Famer. I don't know that Paul Pierce was like some great. I don't know if he was ever one of the 10 best players in the league, but he won a championship, and now there's zero doubt that he's an NBA Hall of Famer. Yeah. It's just the way it works, man. James is a different conversation because James is an NBA Hall of Famer if he never wins, and if that's what he cares about, okay, that's cool. James is going to get a lot of money. James is going to make a lot of money over the course of his career. If that's what he cares about, that's cool. If James cares about winning a championship, that ain't cool, because I haven't seen it. I still don't see it. And the truth is, with what Wesley's talking about, you can't talk about him the same way you talk about Michael Jordan, because Michael Jordan has championships. You can't talk about him the same way as LeBron, because LeBron has championships. You can't even talk about him the same way you talk about Steph Curry, or Klay Thompson for that matter, because both those guys, over the last couple weeks, people have called into this show and talked about how overhyped and overrated they are, and why do they get a pass and James never gets a pass. Why are Klay Thompson and Steph Curry getting a pass for playing so poorly in these playoffs? There's a simple answer as to why. It's because they've done it. Yeah. And once you do it, no, it's scoreboard, bro. Klay Thompson and Steph Curry have freaking three rings. You're going to say, oh, they don't come up in the big moments? Stop it.
Yeah.
There's no argument for it. There really isn't. And you remember the argument against LeBron was, yeah, he's a stat monster. No championships, though.
Can't get it done.
One, passes. Oh, he's got to go to Miami to win a championship. It didn't matter. He could have gone wherever. Once he won that first championship, LeBron got into that conversation on one of the all-time greats.
Dude, it was so bad with the LeBron stuff. And again, this is just 7-8 years ago, if that.
Which it's crazy to think that, like, it was ever a question if LeBron was really one of the greatest players of all time.
It was so bad that people, and this is before hot take culture, this is before he said, she said, debate show, all this stuff. It was so bad that people were forming opinions about LeBron's game based on an all-star game.
Yeah.
Because he passed in an all-star game when it mattered the most. Once you win it, none of this matters. Just go win this. Go win the series, get to the finals, and win it. And all of this, James hate, everything, you guys will be validated that, oh, look, that's our guy, he won. Great. Awesome. You got to do it, though.
Yeah.
You brought up something about James Harden being one of the most disliked players. Like, if he's not on your team, and I agree with you, if he's not on your team,
who's cheering for him?
Yeah, who's cheering for him? I think Kyrie is starting to make that. I think he's top three now for me.
Oh, Kyrie.
I'm done with the Kyrie stuff.
I'll be honest. Kyrie, had you asked me 5 years ago, name your favorite Duke alumni ever, I probably would have said Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie Irving, boy, you talk about a guy whose likability factor has gone into the toilet. Kyrie is the king of, like, Kyrie was the perfect example of a guy who could have stayed in Cleveland with LeBron and rode it out, maybe won another championship, maybe two down the road. I mean, you know, if LeBron and Kyrie and Kevin Love were playing together in Cleveland right now, would you say that there's zero chance they could beat the Warriors this year? No, yeah, it'd be absolutely possible.
Yeah, it'd be possible. Very possible, yeah.
And he wanted to be the man. And I'm not. And James's situation was a little bit different. James didn't ask out of Oklahoma City. They decided they didn't want to pay him a max contract. In hindsight, they probably chose the wrong guy to build around, but they decided to let James go. I don't know that anybody knew James would turn into what he is now. You know, it turned into one of the three or four best players in the league every year. But his likability, once he became the man, his likability factor went way down. When he was the third guy in Oklahoma City, it's like, dude, this guy, look at him. He's willing to come off the bench. This is not an ego guy. And then next thing you know, he's doing the chef stuff. It's like, oh, my God, you're totally unlikable. And Kyrie's the same way. Kyrie, as the man, is totally unlike. I can't wait for Zion to get into the NBA so he can be my favorite Duke alumni, because it's definitely not Kyrie Irving.
The anymore. Kyrie arc is nuts, man. Like, this was the – in terms of popular players, a guy that, look, LeBron comes to your team, you ride that wave, you start performing as well. Like, he was playing excellent basketball. He had the biggest shot in that series, the isolation three that wins them the title, all that great stuff. You got your own shoe line. Nike's like, yes, absolutely, you're popular enough. And now it's just Kyrie is the saddest player in the NBA. He just doesn't smile anymore. That little happiness, well, the smile now, inside is done. That flame, it's gone.
Now Kyrie Irving is like, people in Boston are talking about, he's a cancer. He's the reason why we can't win here. It's like, dude, when the best player on your team, people are saying they can't win because of the best player on our team, because he's a cancer. Dude, that is a bad look. That's like Carmelo in Denver is basically what Kyrie's turned himself into. Like, people are like, yeah, we get it. He's really good. But as long as he's here, we're not winning anything.
I can't wait. The best part of a team getting eliminated from the playoffs are the unsighted, the sources say, the stories coming out of the locker room. What's going to come out? It's already started. What's going to come out of the Celtics locker room where all these guys are trying to spin everything? It's going to be the best offseason reading.
What's so great is probably the three most storied franchises in the NBA, the Lakers, the Celtics, and the Knicks, are completely broken. I mean, all three of them are dumpster fires. I mean, the Celtics are at least saved because they have the best coach in the NBA, in my opinion. But their offseason is going to be such a nightmare. And by the way, do you buy into Hayward as being the man? I mean, like, who are the Celtics going to be built around going forward? And it's not like they've got a ton of money to go out and spend. I mean, they're in bad shape all of a sudden. Like, this was their shot. It didn't happen.
Kyrie's off the books. Rozier's more than likely off the books. He's already saying, I kind of don't like it. Or, you know what? I'm ready for a fresh start, wherever it may be.
Nobody wants to be there.
They're still in a good position. They got, look, you still got Brown and Tatum.
Yeah, but
but you're not a championship contender.
Yeah, if those are your best guys, are you a winner?
You're not a championship contender.
No way.
And it also happens to be the rise of Giannis.
That's happening. Yeah, and Toronto looks legit.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I assume Philly's going to continue to get better. I think as long as Embiid and Jimmy Butler are there, you're going to – and I don't know if Ben Simmons is ever going to turn into what Ben Simmons was supposed to, but that's a place where people will want to come play. You know, Boston is in trouble. And, I mean, the Knicks and Lakers, they're on a different level because they've got nothing. Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to interview for the Lakers job.
Boy, Tyronn Lue is like,
Aaron, you just got out of your interview for the Lakers job?
I got notified. I'm supposed to show up tomorrow.
Okay, yours is tomorrow.
I actually have to miss the show tomorrow.
Did you accept a 3-year deal?
Right now we're working out the contract details. They said we want you for 3 years. I said, if you really want a great coach, you're going to sign me for 8 years. And they said, all right, well, we'll probably come to a deal at around 6 years.
They don't want a great coach. I mean,
they just want somebody to be happy, LeBron to be happy for 3 years and bye.
Yeah. Like, why can't would it really be that dumb to say LeBron is the player coach? Would anybody be mad at it? I wouldn't be mad. Just let him do it.
For the entertainment value alone, I want to watch that. LeBron just yelling at everyone.
So instead of like having a sweatsuit, have like a sweat. Like a suit.
Yeah.
Like where it looks like he's wearing a suit on the sideline and then he takes it off and his uniform's there. And then, I'm going to come out of the game for a minute, puts that suit back on.
I think we can get one made from Indochino.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. Let's talk about Chad, who a year ago was working two jobs, trying to make ends meet, barely staying above water. Well, in February, he started an IT career. What? Just that quick? Yeah, it's quick. Now he's making more money. Now he's doing something he likes doing. He doesn't have to go to his crappy job anymore or his other crappy job. If you don't love what you're doing, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today. You could be on your way to your life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. And if you don't have any computer experience or training, they don't even care. That's what they do. They help you start a career from scratch. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. That's all you need to get started in your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
On ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. I can get this low. I can get this low for you. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Back on The Blitz, Raheel in for Fred. We're at Live Sports Bar. where apparently earlier in the show I ran off an entire softball team when I said that, and I did say not all girls are dumb, but a lot of girls are dumb. I'm not allowed to shut up. This is my job to talk. But some, like, you got to, and listen, it's not like some guys aren't dumb too. There are some dumb guys out there. Yeah, yeah, like you, sir.
Yeah.
But women always think they're really smart, and they're not. I mean, it's a coin flip. It's just like dudes. Half of you are really dumb. Half of you are bright. A woman's work is never done, Raheel.
To be honest, most of us are stupid.
A woman's work is never done, and that's why they get paid less.
Mm-hmm.
That's
just keep working. Just keep working.
Whenever the work is done, you'll get equal pay.
Did I accidentally put female on my application? Is that why I'm getting paid less, too? I'm just waiting for that. I'm waiting for the mail check to come in at some point.
Yeah, about that. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
There's like three smart people in this world, right? Everyone else is stupid. Elon Musk, smart.
Yeah, he's pretty smart.
Neil deGrasse, smart.
Yeah.
And then I'll leave a third one open. Somebody else.
I mean, Jeff Bezos is pretty smart. He gave
the power in the world. You had all that technology, and your sex still leaked. You're dumb.
Yeah, but what happened?
You're a smart businessman.
He got rid of her, and he still has more money than everybody.
You know, it cost him how much?
Not enough to make him not the richest.
Man, I don't know if it's worth sending a D-pick for a Billy. I don't know, man. there's levels.
Touché.
Yeah, that's dumb. That's
Touché.
Dumb. How you gonna have? You have all these smart engineers working for you. You got everyone. Silicon Valley is gonna bend over backwards for you, and somebody just screenshotted your stuff. You're dumb.
Hey, I gotta ask you this.
What's up?
Rex is like having a conniption over this. He's freaking out because last night I said James is the hound of the Battle of Winterfell. I told you about the tweet. He said you refuse to call him Harden. Like, when I tweet James is doing this, like, don't you kind of know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, James Harden.
Yeah. Like, if I said Steph looks like the old Steph tonight, would you think I was talking about Stephanie from Full House?
Nope.
Or do you think I would be talking about Steph Curry?
Yeah. LeBron?
If I say LeBron, am I talking about some other LeBron?
You never call him James.
I never say, look at James, get to the rack. No, I say LeBron. If I say Kawhi, if I said Leonard, you'd be like,
I would say you're a noob.
Leonard.
I feel like, dude, you don't watch basketball.
Like Kyrie. There's a lot of guys you can call by their first name. I feel like James is one of those guys.
Who are NBA players today that we call them by their last name?
Giannis.
Iguodala.
No, that's his first name.
Oh, yeah.
That's his first name, AJ.
Damn. Yeah, you remember.
Giannis is so bad. Some people just go Greek freak because they're like, hey, man, in this country, I can't say that good Giannis. No, it's Giannis.
I'm trying to think who the last superstar was that we called.
Jordan is the only one that I call by their last name.
Duncan.
You never call him Michael.
Duncan.
Duncan, yes. I just go Tim Duncan. I go full
but
name on him
because
he's so boring.
Jordan, I mean, there was literally an advertising campaign like Mike.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and if somebody said Mike, you knew. You knew.
Yeah.
Someone says Tiger.
But it depends which one. Jordan, Jackson.
But you, I mean, you know. So
Wade.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if he was because he was D Wade.
I called him a D Wade. Yeah. It's just like, but like Clay Thompson, I call Clay.
Yeah. There's nobody. There's nobody in today's NBA that you call him by their last name and you go Capella.
Here's
he's
one.
Not a
here's one.
Star.
And, but this one has an asterisk. Durant, I would call before Kevin, but normally I just say KD.
Yeah.
So,
I'll give you Durant.
But it's really rare that you call somebody by their last name.
So this guy has an issue with
that?
He
has an issue with it. And I said, is there someone else you're needing me to differentiate him from? I feel like in the context, James or Harden would be acceptable here. And he said, when AJ calls him James, I don't know who he's talking about till moments later. Like, oh, he's talking about Harden. And then he says, "AJ," he said, don't mind me, though, just nitpicking. AJ is obviously a difficult person.
I don't know. You sound like difficult. The person tweeting that sounds like the difficult person.
And then he said, I said, I call LeBron James LeBron. I call Steph Curry Steph. I call Kawhi Leonard Kawhi. I call Kyrie Irving Kyrie. I don't think it's that confusing. And I'm not trying to like pull a guy's leg here. It's just I feel like everyone but him knows. And then he says, wait till next regular season and you'll be tweeting James, and then your followers will have to figure out through your tweet what James you're talking about, but not a big deal. Enough of this Seinfeld dialogue.
Who is this person?
It's Rex.
Oh, my God. Rex 307.
These Russian bots are getting very smart.
Dude. Rex 307-27312. Can he just change? Can you just call him Rex? Can you change his name just to Rex?
No, please. I'm just going to call him.
How come you don't call me? Yeah, how
because I don't want to Seinfeld it. I'm going to call him 307-27312.
This is ridiculous.
Why don't you just call me Rex? No, 307-27312. Come on, people might think I'm talking about Rex Chapman.
Yeah.
Or
it's a blocker charge. The typical Hoffman. No, nobody does that. Stop.
Seinfeld dialogue because I called James Harden James.
He thought you were breaking down baseball. Josh James coming out of the bullpen. Yeah. That's the whole thing, you know.
Wait till next regular season when people actually have to read a tweet and then, you know, use their brains to figure out if I'm talking. I mean, it'd be really confusing if the Lakers were playing the Rockets, and I said James needs to come up big in this series or in this game. Now there's confusion.
Yeah, there's major confusion there.
But even then, I feel like if I said James during a Lakers-Rockets game, you would think I was talking about James Harden, right?
Yes. You know what never caught on?
This isn't Seinfeld dialogue. It's just normal.
LBJ never caught on.
No, it doesn't
like he
work.
Tried to make it work on his shoes. LBJ, no, it just never caught. It's just LeBron.
Or Braun.
Bronny.
Works. Yeah.
Come on. LBJ, that one never caught on.
Yeah.
The King stuff.
It's because LBJ, there was already a president named LBJ.
Yo, shout out to LBJ.
And apparently, I mean, I don't have a full list, but if you Google most well-endowed presidents, Lyndon B. Johnson is known to have a gigantic penis.
Okay.
So it's hard to take that moniker from him because
I haven't. You know what? I haven't updated my list of
super
dongs,
long dong president. That guy's gonna keep his nickname, bro. Sorry.
To me, the OG long dong is Theodore Roosevelt. That's my dude. That was my man.
He did say carry a big stick. Maybe that's what he was talking about.
Yo, they had puns back in the day. Why do you think they said that?
Yeah.
OG Long Dong.
Yeah, that's probably a good one. George Washington, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Is there a BuzzFeed article about this where we can just find...
I don't know. We got to look at Reddit. I'm sure there's there's something on Reddit for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Reddit people for sure do that.
All right, we'll be back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. ESPN
97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right. We are back on The Blitz. We're at Live Sports Bar. Downtown. Come see us. We've got tickets to give away. If you're looking to go to a show tonight. What is this? Rusted Cage? Is that what the name of the band is?
Yeah. It is a Chris Cornell tribute.
A Chris Cornell tribute?
Yep.
Are you sure?
That's what it says on the tickets.
Oh, it does say celebrating Chris Cornell. I would have thought that Rusted Cage would be an Alice in Chains tribute band, but what do I know? It does say Chris Cornell tribute, or it says celebrating Chris Cornell. So you want to go celebrate Chris Cornell, one of the great lyricists of all time, just come up to Aaron and ask him if you can go hear it, and he'll give you a ticket to go see that show. It is...
Tonight at House of Blues.
Tonight at House of Blues, yeah. So if you don't go... Then
Chris Cornell died for nothing.
He really did, and that's a shame.
It's only been 2 years since he died.
Yeah.
2017.
Yeah. Pretty wild. A lot of pushback on this whole first name, last name thing.
It's the strangest thing.
It's unbelievable to me. You guys are out of your damn minds.
This is the ultimate first world problem. People get ticked off about that. You didn't get mad about Chris Paul yesterday. You didn't get mad about Capella.
It's so confusing to say James. I didn't know. I had to think about who you were talking about.
I think you should start calling him Beard.
I guess. And then there are a bunch of people throwing names at me. Westbrook, Lillard, which, by the way, when I talk about Westbrook, I say Russ. When I talk about Lillard, I say Dame. Embiid, I'll give you Joel Embiid.
Embiid's one. Yes, yes, that's a great one.
Tatum. Jason Tatum's not big enough to be in this conversation.
No, he's
not a one-name guy.
You got to do something more than just one game in the first round.
Channing Tatum greater than Jason Tatum.
Yes.
Until you're better than Channing Tatum.
And frankly, sexier.
Yeah.
You did refer to Gordon Hayward as just Hayward earlier when y'all were talking Celtics.
Gordon Hayward's not in this conversation either.
It's shown up four times on the text line.
All I'm saying is there are certain players when they get to superstar status – you can just call them by their first name, and people know. It's common sense.
Start calling Gordon Hayward Gordon Anchor.
Are we bringing past players into this?
I mean,
Bird
is
Johnson.
That's what I said. There's
Magic.
Big guys
Magic.
Over history.
No, that's Magic.
Yeah, nobody called Magic Johnson.
If you called Magic Johnson,
somebody else texted.
Barkley, people called him Chuck.
Shaq, Kobe.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't new.
Hakeem. Olajuwon,
Clyde. Yeah, I mean,
it's a first name basis deal.
Are there exceptions? Sure, but nobody's saying you can't just go around calling NBA players by their first name. It's confusing.
It's disrespectful. Also,
no, that's how it is.
Do you not in your day to day call everyone by their last names?
Yeah, Ramzanali, I do.
That's what I'm trying to point out to you, Hoffman. Yeah, you guys are overthinking this.
So weird.
Everyone's just anxious right now.
I guess so. Everyone's worried.
Like, if you lose to the Warriors without Durant, what happens? By the way, nothing will happen.
No.
Because your starting five is still back next year. There's no trades out there that's going to get Chris Paul off this team or Capella off this team. Name me one team that's going to take Capella off your hands. Nobody.
There isn't one.
Daryl Morey's not going anywhere. He just signed an extension that he's going to be as long as James, I feel
like. The only movable part, really, is Mike D'Antoni.
Yes.
They're not getting rid of him because they built this team for him.
Yep.
So, the same team is going to show up next year.
Run it back.
A year older, a year slower. Man, honestly, if they don't win this year, to me the window is basically for them to be a real championship team might be closed.
I don't know. I don't know about that because let's see what happens because this is going to be one of it's going to be the craziest offseason, in my opinion, in the NBA because there's so many major players that are going to relocate where usually in the offseason it feels like one team stacks up. I think this offseason might be defined by the balance offseason. Because you could have Kevin Durant and Kyrie, let's say, teaming up. Or Anthony Davis and Kyrie. Or Anthony Davis and LeBron. And that leaves the Warriors with Klay Thompson and Curry and Draymond. This offseason is going to be weird. It's going to be a balanced offseason. So I'm not sure. Let's see what the teams look like. But, yeah, the Rockets could be another year older. However, James is still in his
peak. Mean Harden?
James.
James Harden.
James. Yes, I should call him Beard. I just got to go by nicknames now.
But that could be you now.
Yeah. That's
I could start calling you Beard.
No, that's something else.
Is that?
That'd be the first time somebody called
me. Are you growing that for Ramadan?
No. I'm nobody's Beard. No, it's not for Ramadan.
Oh, okay.
No. But thank you for your Ramadan Mubarakis.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
And that was right before Charlie basically...
He bodied us.
He pulled the rug out from under us.
Charlie put us in a body bag with a joke.
Oh,
I was so mad. You got to go to sportsmap.com and watch it. But it is good. And I tweeted
We did a video where it's me and Raheel and Charlie Polillo. And, you know, I feel like Raheel and I... Listen, let's face it. We're not here... Because nobody cares that they don't think we know anything about sports. They just want to hear some jokes. And Charlie's the guy. People like respect Charlie. And then Charlie just dropped a bomb joke in the middle of our video. And I couldn't even think of anything funnier to throw back at it. I was just like, well, got me.
Usually you and I can go back and forth and we'll try to one-up each other.
There was no one-up in that.
We just, out of respect, just said, yeah, we got bodied.
Damn.
We got bodied.
Got me.
You took the title.
Yeah.
And that's why this whole first hour, we only talk sports.
That's it.
Because we're trying to take the title back.
Actually, we spent 15 minutes talking about Fred's death. Which
that's true. The first 15 don't count,
I
though.
Think maybe
that's foreplay. That was foreplay for
I think
us.
Maybe some people thought that was about 10 minutes too long.
Yeah.
But not me. I wanted to juice that.
Look, without the first 9 minutes, we don't get to the 10th minute where we said he died because he had sex with a homeless man.
Yeah. If I'd thrown that out right at the beginning, you'd have been like, oh, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah.
But like,
got to build up to it.
Yeah, I brought you along for a ride. A magical mystery tour.
It's a horrible ride where somebody died, and he died because he got Hep D.
Yeah.
Which is available on Podcast Arena, so make sure you go listen to
Hepatitis
the first
Deke.
That's why.
That's right.
Yeah, so all you dickweeds, go listen to it.
Yeah.
Oh, that felt so good saying.
You like that?
I'm allowed to say it here, right?
You don't say that on
your show, huh? No way.
You don't say
we
that
have some
show.
Rules on our show, sir. Over here is the Wild West where you can call people dickweeds. I feel bad saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
and we're the show in public. With bitches
and multiple people letting me know that Rusty Cage is a Soundgarden song, which they're right. And I don't know why I thought it was Alice in Chains. I was thinking about roosters. And
I'm going to guess that was a white person that told you that.
Oh, certainly. Actually, this guy's wearing a luchador mask, so he could easily be Hispanic.
Oh, yeah. We're saying Hispanic then. If you're wearing a luchador mask.
In your profile pic?
Yeah, you're about that life.
Yeah. Any way you think they could put a package for a one-year rental for Anthony Davis centered around Capella?
No. Why? Why would they take that? Why would they take that when there's other
offers? There were better offers this season on the table, and they were like, nope, nope, nope.
Yeah, you know what? We love the city of Houston. Thank you for what you did during Katrina.
Yep.
Thank you for taking everybody in. We're going to hook you guys up. No, nobody. Why would you take Capella as the main piece?
Why would you take what appears to be a horrible contract and be like, you know what? Let's trade the guy that we've been built around. Let's trade him for Clint Capella.
Who's basically the Anthony Davis for the Rockets.
Yeah. Like if Clint Capella basically was like on his rookie contract and was still had an up arrow next to his name, well, maybe you could package him with some stuff. But now that he's wildly overpaid, there's zero chance. And if they're going to take a contract, they're going to take a contract that's going to come off the books so they've got money to sign somebody that they want. Nobody's wanting to actually pay Clint Capella for the foreseeable future. Only the Rockets want to. I mean, I don't even think the Rockets want to do that. They're like, damn, we blew it. I know they were like, well, we got to pay him, right? Yeah, you do, and now you've done it. And it's like, as soon as you do it, damn.
That's buyer's remorse.
That's super buyer remorse. It's like getting a stripper pregnant and thinking, I guess I've got to marry her. It's the right thing to do. And then you do it, and you're like, oh, I just married a stripper. Oh, what have I done?
She's a great person, though.
Yeah.
She's a great person.
Yeah.
But it's a stripper.
What am I doing here, Nick? Going to break? Okay, well, if that's the case, I'm going to say order like a pro this Mother's Day with ProFlowers.com. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code Fred and AJ to choose from a variety of bouquets starting at just $19.99. The winner of this little game is going to receive a $50 gift card to ProFlowers. And here's the deal. We were talking about moms. We were talking about LeBron's mom yesterday. First person to call in with LeBron James' mom's name, his mama name. You're a winner. Yeah, how about keep it down? You can't win. First person to call in with LeBron's mom's name, you will win a $50 gift card to ProFlowers. And remember, go to proflowers.com, click on the mic, enter code Fred and AJ when you order your flowers for mom this Mother's Day.
May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fowler today. It's just me, Hoffman, with Ramzan Ali here. Raybold working the on-site engineering, and Sharara back in studio.
What's up, Nick?
No, you mean Sharara.
Sharara,
you can't
that's
just
right.
Use for,
yeah.
We don't use
that's
first names anymore.
Yeah. Could you imagine a world if you for real lived in where at work everyone's just going last names?
I did. I was in the Army.
Yeah, but that doesn't
that's
count.
That
that's
world.
A different world.
That's the world.
That's the world you picked.
That's the world where they all call you by your last name all the time, and it's super weird. And God forbid there's another guy with your last name.
Oh, and then you – so if there was, what would you – how would they – would
they,
it be –
they wouldn't. Unless, I mean, and God, even worse, you had the same rank. Oh,
man.
It's a nightmare. There was a guy – and so I was in Delta Company. There was a guy in Charlie Company in my same unit who had the same last name as me. His name was Dustin Hoffman, which seems cruel and unfortunate, but is what it is. And he was close to the same age as me. Tall white guy. Totally convinced everyone that we were brothers. And we'd never met before, but they would go out of their way to make sure that we got to hang out together sometimes. Like they would put us. He was one of my friends. So they put us on duty together and things like that. No one ever figured it out. That's because,
and that's our brightest running the
That's the government.
Okay,
that's the government that decided that was
pretty
fine.
Dope, man. what do you think they're going to attack us? Hold on, I'm trying to figure out. Are those two really brothers? Is that what's happening, AJ?
Maybe. Ryan says he asked about Eli Manning and if championships really define or are really a game changer, because we were talking about with James. Once he wins a championship, all the questions about how great he really is will go away. And he said, well, what about Eli Manning? And I replied with, if Eli Manning didn't have two Super Bowl rings, would he still be the quarterback of the Giants? The answer is absolutely not. And he said, well, I don't know why it matters, but no. And I said, well, it matters because guys who win get treated differently. And is Eli Manning one of the all-time greats? No, he's not. Is Eli Manning going to be in the Hall of Fame? Yes, he is, because he's got two championships. And go look up Terry Bradshaw's number and tell me if Terry Bradshaw didn't have Super Bowl rings, that he'd be a Hall of Famer. Go look at Joe Namath's numbers and tell me if Joe Namath didn't have a Super Bowl ring, that he'd be a Hall of Famer. You know what? Look at Troy Aikman's numbers and tell me if Troy Aikman had zero championships, would he be a Hall of Famer? I think the answer on all those guys is no.
Look, fans, media, we can't have it both ways. You can't have this thing where growing up, when you're playing sports, you push, you got to be champion, you got to finish first, you got to do this, you got to do this. And then when your guy doesn't do it, you don't get a chance to redefine it and go, yeah, but look, man, look at his numbers. Look what he did in the regular season, man. He's one of the greatest offensive weapons ever. No, you can't have it both ways. It's either we're going to be celebrating championships, we're either going to be celebrating guys that in the biggest moment that end up making the biggest plays, that end up winning the biggest prize in your sport, or we just go, yeah, you know what, championships really don't matter, and we got to redefine everything. It's not happening. You can't have it both ways. It's just stupid to think that you're going to get it both ways.
Yeah.
You don't get a parade for you tried really hard and you almost beat that team.
You don't. You don't get a regular season parade.
Unless your second best player got hurt, and then you can maybe throw up a smallish parade. Not a big one, but
just like a couple of blocks.
Yeah.
Something classy.
Or you can just like
big.
It's like a second line parade. That's
maybe not
is.
A real
it's
parade, just... but like you just stand up in your car and wave at people.
Yeah.
You know, downtown.
And you're just like, hey, can you sit down? Have you ever been part of a parade?
Yeah.
Which one?
I was part of parades all the time when I was in the Army. That was like one of our...
What are you guys? Is just everyone just paraded around?
I mean,
when you come home, you had the big parades, or are we talking about like major parades?
I'm talking about like we would do parades in Nashville, like 4th of July parades and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, okay.
Like
gotcha.
We would go march in those parades okay. and stuff like that. So
I'm saying just like, okay, non Army related. Any kind of parades? Like you know what, AJ, we want you to be a guest.
And like for the rodeo parade or something like that, being on a float.
No.
The Latino parade.
No.
I would like to be part of the Latino parade.
No, I'm a basic white. Like, no one,
yeah,
there's
that's
no,
true.
Unless I win a championship, there's no room in a parade for me.
Yeah, I can't.
It would be
can
offensive.
Can we throw a championship?
It would be offensive parade? To put me on a parade, honestly.
What if I can get you into the Juneteenth parade?
On a float?
On a float.
Would I be the only white guy?
No.
Then I would
get
do
Aaron
it.
Part of it too.
No, I would want to be the only white guy.
You just want to be. Oh man, there you go.
Yeah, if I could be the only white guy on a float.
Who is that guy? We don't know, but he's here.
I just want people to think I'm super light skinned.
I don't like being part of a parade that's not celebrating me. Like, that feels tacky.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not a parade guy anyway.
Yeah.
I think parades are dumb. Like, I think that inconveniencing traffic and everyone else in the city so someone can be marched around is stupid. Yeah. I think that Thanksgiving Day parades are stupid. Like, why do they show it on TV? That's even stupider.
It's just a float.
Yeah. But, like, when the Astros won the World Series... I mean, it's just a giant pain in the ass to me.
I enjoyed it.
Did you?
I loved that parade. That was pretty cool.
There you
dude.
Go. Yeah, I you're did a parade guy. I don't
just
care
walked
about
in
it.
Just for that. One of my favorite memories would be, you know, I didn't get a chance to go to the Rockets parade because my parents, I mean, we had just moved here and we'd probably been in this country for less than 5 years, right? My parents didn't understand parades.
Before people get mad, you came here legally.
Yes, actually. I wasn't a citizen all throughout college.
Oh!
I had a green card, but do you know how hard that was in college? Not being a citizen and you're trying to sign up for free stuff all the time. And there's always that box. And I'm like, why is this important? Why does it matter if I'm a citizen or not? Just give me my free t-shirt and give me an 18% credit card. What's up with that? Just give me a free t-shirt. And then it turns into the whole thing. Sir, can we see your green card? And then I just walk away. I'm like,
I'm out of here.
Yeah. So I didn't become a citizen until 2007. But I was here legally.
Can we build the wall already?
Oh, amen. Build the wall. Not joking. Just selling out people? No. No, they're like, what was I saying about parades? Yeah, so I didn't get a chance to go to the Rockets parade, but I was part of the Richmond parade because my dad, for whatever reason, he knew, like, let's go down to Richmond. Everyone else is doing it. And that was dope. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
Astros parade was awesome. Other parades, not so much.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, Thanksgiving parade, I'm hard. Pass. Although a gay pride parade would be fun to be in. It would be fun people watching.
Yeah, I guess
right,
so.
Right, it would be fun. But good energy there.
I don't want to go to parades. I don't like that. I'm against parades, period.
Okay, you have to pick one parade. The gay pride parade or Juneteenth. Who are you going to sell out here, AJ? You pick one.
Am I participating or watching?
Participating.
I feel like the Juneteenth parade.
Because, oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Equal rights, bro.
Like, I'm just saying, I didn't think this was about should the parades be allowed to happen. I thought you wanted to know which one I would feel more comfortable participating in.
Yeah. Good job. Now the whole
what about you?
Community hates you. Bro, I'm at both.
No, you can only choose one.
Damn. This game is not fun when you're under,
when you're under the gun,
yeah.
Huh? All right, I got to tell you about the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers. Listen, low testosterone's a real thing. Raheel knows. Raheel's testosterone was almost non-existent, and
that's where I went.
Yeah,
Dr. Williams loved him.
Dr. Williams helped him out.
Romaldo, yeah.
Raheel wasn't circumcised as a child, and he wanted a
I'm Muslim.
Adult no, circumcision.
That's the first thing they do to us.
But listen, if you've got low testosterone. You don't have to do the shots. You don't have to do the weekly doctor visit. You don't need all that stuff. The Man Centers, what they do is they're going to get your body producing its own natural testosterone again on its own, organically. And you don't need to worry about the downsides to those synthetic injections, like it can damage your fertility and can cause dependency and can even cause shrinkage. Which is that was happening to Raheel. He was shrinking, and they saved him. And now he's back to sort of normal size. They've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Northwest Houston and down south in Webster. They're booking appointments on Saturday. No more excuses, guys. Get in there, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book it online. It's the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
The
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler,